Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is, right? It is my favorite hour with my son, all the way from Los Angeles. And boy, did we have a whole lot to talk about every time we seem to get on. So welcome back, Michael. We missed you last week.
Thank you so much. Happy to be back
on. Is he there?
And yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. No? Great.
Okay, good. We're good to go. What I was saying was, thank you so much. Happy to be back. Excited to be here talking with you. And it feels like it's been a long time, but it was 1 week.
It's been 1 week. But, Michael, let me tell you, when it comes to movies, over the, 12 years you've been on with me, maybe 15, and I keep remembering way back when we first started talking about movies, because it's part of your business, and I just thought, geez, you know, Michael would go and see three, movies in a week. You have been down to one movie a week in, the last 2 or 3 years? What happened?
You know, it was the pandemic. And I would say I wasn't seeing three movies a week for the most part. But during the pandemic, obviously, we couldn't go see movies in theaters. And we were all at home watching content on streaming services. And it broke that habit, if you will, of seeing a movie every single week, as it did for everyone else, and broke so many of our habits during that time. And then when movies started to come back, of course, streaming services like HBO Max were putting all of their film slates in 2020 and 2021 on HBO Max day and date with their release in theaters. And so there were certain films that I just didn't need to go see in theaters. I had access to them, and it didn't deprive me of that opening weekend feeling where I get to see the content at the same time as everyone else. Certain really big movies, Godzilla, you know, action films, Matrix, as we've talked about here, I made a point to go see those in theaters, even if it was weeks later, and even if I could have watched those on HBO Max. Because I just feel like I would appreciate those better on a larger format. But other big movies like Mulan on Disney Plus, I was forced to watch that at home. I mean, there was no way to go see it in theaters, and I wanted to watch it, and I had to watch it, you know, at home on our TV. So I'm starting to ramp back up to the level where I'm, you know, trying to see a movie every weekend again. But there just aren't as many films being released. We're still behind all the films that were supposed to be released in the last 2 years of the pandemic. They're, you know, we're still seeing those roll out slowly. Films weren't made as quickly during that time because obviously filming it during the pandemic has slowed the process and made it more expensive. So there just aren't as many movies coming out. This summer, of course, you know, the summer blockbuster season is going to hit, but it's not like we've had in, you know, other years, 2018, 2019, where you'd have 1 week and after another from late April into July. Major, major blockbuster tentpole film with huge stars in them. But we haven't seen that quite yet. So we'll see how it unveils. And lastly, I'll add to this. The other piece of it is we've been in the house, and now that things, especially here in Los Angeles, are reopening and people are going back out and doing things, that has been the focus. We're seeing huge numbers for, you know, the bigger name films like Spider-Man, The Batman, et cetera, coming out. But people want to see their friends and go to dinner and go to clubs and go play sports and do all the other things indoors that they couldn't do in the past couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say, Michael, with the big awards, the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday, March 27th, it really is. People are pretty excited about some of these that are up for Best Picture. And I want to know what you think about it, because Nightmare Alley is up, Don't Look Up, and then Dune made it. Were you surprised at that?
Very, very surprised. As we mentioned before, I mean, big sci-fi films tend not to get Oscar attention. Sci-fi fantasy in general just don't tend to make that list. And if they do, it's toward the end of the franchise. You know, like Lord of the Rings wasn't up for the top awards until the third film came out. But they usually wait until you get to the end of a franchise before really giving it awards beyond sound and editing and the more technical aspects of filmmaking. But that's the only reason I'm surprised, is because it is a sci-fi film. In terms of filmmaking, it's still my favorite film of the entire year. That is, it's still one of my favorite films of the past 10 years. Dune is just an amazing, amazing film front to back. If there was a surprise there, it's that the director wasn't up for Best Director. So I'm assuming they're going to wait until Dune Part 2, which is, you know, in production, and they'll put that one up for Best Picture also, and then they'll put him up for Best Director, ideally. But yeah, that film, I would be incensed if that was not in the Best Picture race, especially since Power of the Dog is in the Best Picture race and is winning other awards. You know, it's at the BAFTAs, it's at all these other, I think at the SAG Awards it did well. I haven't tracked its path, but at the smaller awards that are usually precursors to who might win at the Oscars, that film has been cleaning up, which I don't understand because it's so unconscionably boring, but we've talked about that.
Yes, we're done. We're done. We don't want to hear that again.
Exactly. But Dune, I love. I'm very, very happy it's in the running.
And we have three hosts, all women, that are hosting the Oscars this year. That's surprising to me. And all of them are, well, two of them are women of color. I'm not sure about Amy Schumer, but Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, and Amy Schumer. And Amy, does she still have that show on television with her and her husband?
I don't know. I'm not sure if she does, but she's been famous for a while. But yeah, I mean, we've seen great hosts. We've seen really, really terrible hosts. Don't forget the year. Who was it? It was, who's the woman? It was James Franco. And what is her name from Interstellar and The Devil Wears Prada?
Anne Hathaway.
That's what Jonathan said.
Remember, yeah. Anne Hathaway, yep, and James Franco hosted together, and it was just
nightmare.
Terrible. I felt so bad.
Is it because they didn't have the chemistry, though? Isn't that what it was?
I think it was all of the above. They are wonderful. They're both really talented people, and we've seen that they can both be really, really funny. I think they just didn't have the chemistry. The jokes written for them weren't that great. It just structurally wasn't there, and it fell very, very flat. So for me, if we have two hosts, three hosts, five, one person doing a song and dance number like we used to have, I just want to be entertained. I'm so happy to have the Oscars back. I'm so excited to watch the Oscars. They're a big deal to me. So as long as it's a good show, I'm here for it.
Okay, so the Dolby Theater, is that where the old Kodak Theater was? Is?
Yes, so it was the Kodak, and then it became the TLC Theater. I think a Chinese company purchased it for a while. And then they sold it to Dolby.
Like TLC, so, don't go chasing what. No.
I'm sure they would love to have owned that theater. No, it was it TLC? Anyway, some Chinese company purchased that theater for several years. And then I believe it sold to Dolby. So now it's the Dolby Theater. So yeah, that's the same location, the same, you know, red carpet stairs that go up with all the Best Picture winners on the columns. The same theater that you and I used to go to when we first moved here and walk around and look at it and see it all. That's the one.
And is the Disney Theater still across the street? With the organ in it, the big giant organ?
Yes, the famous El Capitan Theater is across the street where they have many premieres for Disney films, and they screen Disney films there early if it's not a big premiere. And there is a massive organ built into this old Hollywood theater, and there's a famous organist who will play before major screening or before even regular showtimes if you go see a film there.
I'm so embarrassed to say this, Michael, but I can't remember if it was Jasmine or Saren that was there in California in L.A., and they wanted the princess dresses on because it was Princess Day, and it was just like this stream of, you know, this line of little girls all in their Disney princesses outfits, and one of them said to me, oh, my God, I don't have a dress. Do you remember who it was? Was it Jazzy?
Well, it wasn't Saren. Saren's never been here before.
Right.
So it must have been Jasmine, but I don't know when that would have been, but she was here in L.A. I don't know.
Remember her and Coco came. I think it was her and Coco came to visit.
Carlin was here. I don't remember Jasmine being here.
Well, he wouldn't put on a princess dress for this show, so I didn't think that. So where, I don't know. I have to find out who the little girl was.
That'd be fun.
But I'm seriously, Michael, I just want to know who it was. It was a little girl. It was a little girl. Yeah.
But your logic of that it wasn't Corlin was that he wouldn't put on a princess dress. Not that he wasn't here. Like, well, that couldn't have been him because he wouldn't have a princess dress on.
Well, you know.
So who could it have been?
Who could it have been? I don't know. I cannot remember who it was. That's really sad. Wow.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember if I even lived out there then. I think so.
This must have been. I have no recollection of her being here, what this was, or me even being there, or you going to El Capitan with someone in princess dresses. I don't know. But I would love to do all of that
with
my nieces and my nephew and bring them out here and experience the whole thing. In fact, last time I was at Disneyland, I on a whim, because now that I have this new phone and I have 5G, I FaceTime them. Because, you know, before the signal at the parks was good, but not great. But with 5G, the FaceTime is much clearer. And I kind of just showed them the park. And it was so beautiful to hear them just kind of go, wow, and what's that? And of course, Sade goes, Uncle Michael, is Jasmine there? Is Tiana there? She listed all the princesses.
Oh.
If they were in the Disney castle. Are they there?
I said, how sweet is that?
And it was nighttime, and she goes, oh, are they asleep? I said, yes, they're asleep right now. But when you come here, we'll come during the daytime, and you'll get
adorable.
To see all of them. Is Minnie there? It was the sweetest thing ever.
And, you know, Minnie is like her friend, like her best friend. I just bought her some Minnie pajamas because she's got Spirit Week coming up. So pajama day.
Nice.
Next Monday, I think it is.
By the way, I just wanted to interject here for some that you were talking about earlier. Michael, you were asking about what the Kodak Theater was called for a very short time. It appears that it was the Hollywood and Highland Center before it got switched over to the Dolby. That's okay. I am looking on Wikipedia, aka Grain of Salt, but that's what I'm.
So now
I do see the owner here. I do see the owner here as the CIM Group. So maybe that's the group, the CIM?
No. So the whole thing was the Hollywood and Highland Complex, and you can still refer to it as that because there's a massive shopping center attached to the theater. But the theater itself has different names depending on who was sponsoring it. So it started with a T. It was T something, because remember, it just didn't roll off the tongue at all. It's TLC, TCL. There was a Chinese company that was the primary investor in the group. Between all of those, but Hollywood and Highland, again, that still just refers to the general block as opposed to the theater itself. But
for the
longest time, it was the Kodak Theater. I mean, that's what I always knew as the place where the Oscars were. But I mean, we're seeing that, of course, with the Staples Center. That's been the Staples Center since I've lived in Los Angeles. And of course, now it's the Crypto.com.
They changed it to the. They changed the Staples Center name to the Crypto what?
Crypto.com arena. which, by the way,
Crypto.com Arena.
Yes, by the way, you can also call AKA The Crypt.
I guess. And it's funny because when I heard that, obviously that company paid for the rights to have their name on the center. When I heard that, that sounded so crazy to me. And then I realized, is it any crazier than the staple center, like the Post-it note center or the ruler center, like the office supply company? None of those things make sense. We're just used to saying the staple center.
Well, it's all about naming rights. It's all about how much money the business is willing to pony up to put their name placard on a building like U.S. Bank Stadium, Target Center, Target Field. How much money do you want to pony up? That's all it is.
But here's the thing, Jonathan. So many of them don't keep the names like they used to. Like Staples Center has been called that since its inception.
Well,
a lot of these other ones that are new or, you know, maybe not so new, they're changing names all the time.
It's all based on the length of the contract. Because you have, when Staples Center was built, it's basically 20 years old. And it probably had a 20-year contract, or it might have had a couple of 10-year contracts or a few 5-year contracts. It's all based on how long that contract is. And I believe contracts have gotten shorter and shorter over the last 20 to 25 years as far as the time that the naming rights will be held.
Yeah, I just hope it's never something nasty, you know?
Yeah.
Some kind of place up there, because if they have the money and they can sign the contract, they will.
And by the way, before we go to break, which we need to do, as far as the other issue that you're having, as far as the missing family member that you all can't think of that went out to L.A. and put on a Disney dress, I have no idea.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, I thought you would have gone to Wikipedia and found the answer for us.
Wikipedia has everything.
Bravo, Michael. Bravo. Not everything. You know, Javita is the only one with Wikipedia in our family.
You used to be able to make them, but I think you can't make your own now. But that's cool that she has one.
Isn't it wonderful? I know. Okay, we got to take a break, like Jonathan says, and we will be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is now 10:28, and as we wrap up this first half hour, my son Michael Battle is joining us. And Michael, I have to ask you and Jonathan, starting with you, what is the best name of a stadium that you have ever seen or heard of?
Oh, coming out here with the sports questions and having me go first. Probably good to start with me because I wouldn't know the answer anyway. I don't know. I mean, really, the ones that I know are the Dome. Obviously, that probably is the one that is my favorite. Because
it's actually called the Dome?
The Metrodome.
Oh, the Metrodome, yes.
Because growing up, as a kid, and having a giant inflatable balloon thing that's a sports stadium was the coolest thing ever. I was very proud to be associated with the balloon stadium because it's just such a giant-sized thing when you're a kid in the Twin Cities. So maybe not the best name, but a very cool thing to have when you're growing up in the Twin Cities.
I never thought of it as cool, ever, ever, ever. So there you go. How about you, Jonathan?
Well, I'm partial to my hometown of Kansas City, so I know that there is a stadium there where the football team plays called Arrowhead. I just love the name of it. It's not something that you would find necessarily on a business, even though there are probably businesses out there called Arrowhead. But it's something that is more specific to the team and the culture of the team. I mean, there are a couple of places. Nicknames are probably better. There's a basketball arena for Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. And I know it's named after one of the, I believe, the coaches or the athletic directors there. But the nickname of it is called the Octagon of Doom. And so, a lot of times it's not necessarily the actual name of the building. It's the nickname that that building evokes. People call U.S. Bank Stadium the Bank. Like Michael said, they called the Metrodome the Dome. Metropolitan Stadium was Met Stadium. They shorten things up and they give it, nicknames that kind of are a little bit more catchy. So those are usually the names that will catch my eye, not necessarily the actual name of the building, because it's usually long and either associated with some person or some business that bought the naming rights.
Right. So Arrowhead in your hometown of Kansas City, is it more of a Native American type of Arrowhead?
It is, and that's partially why the Chiefs, which are the team that play there, are in a bit of hot water.
Conundrum. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to. Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to go back to the Octagon of Doom. I mean, because as soon as you said that, I pictured in my head, I'm like, is the Octagon of Doom like the Thunderdome in the movies back in the Deming? What does it look like?
I know there's somewhere named the Thunderdome. That name came to my head as well, but I can't remember where it is.
The Mad Max movies, the original.
No, there is a place I know that is nicknamed the Thunderdome. They've nicknamed some place a Thunderdome. I just can't remember where it is on top of my head.
So you're for real about this Octagon?
Music and...
I just want to make sure. It's really called the Octagon of Doom.
That's the nickname, and it's because it's one of those places where you go in as a visitor and you have the crowd basically on top of you, and you have a very difficult time winning in those type of places because they're loud, the fans are passionate, and the teams are usually pretty good. And so that combination usually leads to a lot of losses for opponents in those buildings.
Interesting. We have to take a break. Thank goodness. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:37. This is the Mom and Michael Hour as we wrap up this half hour. here at WCCO. My son, Michael Battle, is joining us. And Michael, we just talked about movies, or at least places where all the events are happening for the awards. But of course, you went to go see a movie. How was it? And what was it called?
Finally went to go see a movie. The second weekend for The Batman, the new Batman. Yes, there's been a million Batmans, and who can keep track of them anymore? But I finally went and saw it because, you know, people were talking about it. First of all, I have to kind of give some setup here, some context, ask a few questions. How many of the more recent Batman films have you seen? How many Batman films have you seen altogether?
How many Batman movies have I seen in my life?
Yeah, like when you think back of Batman movies, which ones stand out? Like, oh yeah, I saw that one, or I liked that one, I didn't like that one. Are there any, or do you just not really know?
You know, Batman and Robin, the TV series.
Okay, which I used to watch as
right?
a kid. I used to love that show.
What was it called? What was it that he used to say? Robin used to say, holy, what?
Holy, you know, there was a few of them. Cow, Toledo, there was all these very PG catchphrases he would say to Batman. So here's why I asked that question. Because on surface level, I don't consider myself a Batman fan. Or
really?
Not a DC Comics fan at all. I'm very much more into Marvel, all the Marvel characters. That's what, as when I think back to my youth, I was really into the X-Men cartoon and the X-Men toys. And it was Star Wars and Marvel. Those were the brands I was really big into. But then I really thought about that. And I said, wait a minute, I used to watch the original Batman show with Bang and Pow, and I thought it was great. Maybe it was the tights. So I was really into that show. And I didn't watch the Batman cartoon in the 90s that much, but I kind of did, and my friends had the toys, and those were cool. And then fast forward to the 1989 Batman film that came out with the soundtrack by Prince. Obsessed with that. Even to this day, if you show me that black and gold late 80s Batman symbol, I get little tingles. That movie was so cool when I was a kid. I was the perfect age to be obsessed with that film. And then all the Batman films that came out as part of that franchise, I watched all of those, including Batman Forever, you know, with Poison Ivy and the Riddler and all of them.
Poison Ivy? Her name?
No. We are not mixing up our Batman movies. No.
That's not her?
Batman Forever. Batman Forever had the Riddler and Two-Face.
Uma Thurman. Yes. Yeah, that's who it was.
No. And she was in Batman and Robin.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Batman Forever was Val Kilmer as Batman.
Don't go down all of them. I think I'm getting sick of
Jim
this.
Jim Carrey played the Riddler, and Tommy Lee Jones played Two-Face.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he's right, because I was looking at the poster. I thought it was Uma Thurman. This is Nicole Kidman as Dr.
Yes.
Chase Meridian. You're right.
Yes.
I can't believe he's right.
Oh, my God. What have you done?
I can't believe I'm right.
Okay. What have you done,
so
Michael?
I take offense to that, sir.
Okay, so Batman Forever comes out, and there's Jim Carrey as the Riddler and the green suit, which I just loved. Maybe it was the tights. And so it was. I was into that, and then Batman and Robin
comes back to the tights. Okay. Notice the theme here, folks.
There's a theme. Batman and Robin comes out, and you have Arnold himself,
Schwarzenegger?
As Mr. Freeze, with a huge metallic suit and a giant freeze gun. And this is right around the time that Men in Black 2 came out with the big silver gun that was in that. And you recall, I made the Men in Black silver gun toy at home, but also inspired by Arnold with his. Anyway, I was the right age group. My point is, I go through all of those, and then of course Christopher Nolan in the 2000s comes out with Batman Begins in 2005, and then The Dark Knight, was still one of the greatest films of that decade, and then The Dark Knight Rises. And those films were riveting. They were incredible.
Riveting. They were riveting? Okay, son, here's a memo. Here's a memo from your mother, okay? Memo from your mother. I don't care
Well, but that's part of the thing, is you say you don't care, but when I look at this, you were watching the original cartoon. You've seen those films I'm talking about. I don't think you've seen all of The Dark Knight, but you
I didn't watch the cartoon. I did not watch the cartoon.
I watched it with you. You let me watch it. It was part of our household. And then let's not forget that, you know, Heath Ledger was up for an Oscar. I believe he won the Oscar playing the Joker.
He did win the Oscar. He won the Oscar that year.
Posthumously, yes, and that was an incredible performance. So I say all of that rambling to say this self-professed non-Batman fan is really a Batman fan because I've seen them all. And
you are?
I love
them
all.
You're talking about you. Okay.
Me, because I can't, I'm like, Batman, whatever, but I've seen a ton of them. I haven't seen the newest Justice League, Batman versus Superman. I haven't seen those because everyone said that they were terrible. But before that, I was into Batman. That said, I heard Twilight Boy, Harry Potter Boy, Robert Pattinson was going to be Batman. And I was like, this is ridiculous. You can't put the skinny, pale vampire in the bat suit and say he's tough. We're not doing that. Come on. Give me a break.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, that's not going to work. And then like, yeah, it's another Batman film. Who needs that? And then they said, oh, yeah, it's just a few minutes shy of 3 hours long. And I was like, this is insanity. I mean, the Christopher Nolan films, those were over 2 hours. But three, you really need 3 hours to do the same thing? And it's really dark, and it's gritty. And I went to go see it today. I was dreading seeing it. Joey was dreading seeing it. I was like, I don't want to see this movie. Oh, and it's so maddening because I really liked it. It was so
You did?
It is. Here's the thing. If you liked the Christopher Nolan films, if you have space in your heart for a dark, edgy Batman.
Oh, my God. We're talking about my heart.
if you have space for 3 hours of what is ostensibly a beautifully shot graphic novel on screen that really is talking about the human condition and what is a hero and how we interact and how our connections with each other motivate people's actions. And a Batman who's frankly just not as polished. Things don't always go well for him. He has moments where it's just not easy. It's not perfect. I don't want to give any spoilers, but this is a grittier Batman. It's just, it's really, as it's always meant to be, a guy in a suit. But we're used to, you know, that they always reveal the newest Batmobile, and it's some big shiny thing that no one could ever have, and that's the kind of Batman I'm used to. But here, it's a souped-up.
He's in a Chevrolet, right?
Yeah, which sounds ridiculous, but when that thing hits the screen, I was like, oh, it hits you. It's the sound. And they have all these shots where they just focus on the engine and the color of the exhaust, which is this amazing blue color, and the sound of it. The world that they put you in is just this much more realistic. Here's a young man who is trying to do good and paying all of the price of trying to do that at scale in this terrible, terrible city. And then all the politics and the mob bosses. And it reminded me of the 1990s Dick Tracy film, which is,
I'll never forget that.
Cartoonish.
Madonna,
absolutely. I was the appropriate age. And this was like that for this generation. This was, of course, not cartoonish, not that thing, but where it was something you can watch that feels like it could really happen in this kind of film noir version of the world, but in present time, and there's cell phones, and this is believable. So yes, they could have cut 30 minutes off this movie and not made it 3 hours long. No, it is not at all going to be Christopher Nolan's version. It is not going to have the literally explosive, bombastic action sequences that Christopher Nolan is so famous for. It's not going to, knock your socks off because of some amazing Batmobile running up a wall or some bat bike turning backwards on its wheel. It's not going to have that, but it is going to be a deeply compelling and, again, beautifully shot. The shots, the lighting, the use of shadow and light is extraordinary in this film. And Zoe Kravitz is the best Catwoman ever, hands down.
Oh, wow. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. She is the most relatable. She has the best character depth, the best acting we've seen from a Catwoman. I mean, this is, and I love the 90s version. Halle Berry was terrible. We know that. But the 90s version I enjoyed. But
she looked good, though. Come on. She looked good.
Oh,
she looked very nice.
Halle Berry looked amazing in every single shot of that movie. But right. Zoe Kravitz, I'm sure we will see spinoffs. She was brilliant in this movie. Really, really, really great. So all that to say, yeah, it's not a perfect film, but I really enjoyed it.
Ooh, I tell you, that wore me down. It wore me down. It wore me down.
I had to take
you did. You did. You did, son. I want to ask you about gas prices, but I'm afraid we'll be into the 12 o'clock hour. So,
I mean, I just drove past the gas station, and it was $6.45 for premium.
Are you for real? $6.45 in California?
For premium.
For premium. And so how much is it for regular?
I think $6.20. It was all over $6 here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but I mean,
frightening.
We normally usually have the highest gas prices. I think us, New York, a couple of the big cities, we always have much higher prices. But yeah, I've never seen it this high in my life. But of course, we know why. It's all the speculation on the price of on the accessibility of oil.
I know.
Even though not all of our oil,
Russian oil, to be specific.
Right, but a very small percentage of our oil even comes from Russia, so it's not really an issue that should drive up prices. It's just speculation on what may or may not happen.
Right, exactly. Okay, Michael, we have to take a break, and then we'll wrap up when we come back in just a moment. It is now 10:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. And thank you all for listening to Steel Talking tonight, whether it was the first 2 hours or Center Stage, the third hour, or this hour, the Mom and Michael hour with my son, Michael Battle. It is my favorite hour, so I so enjoy it. Michael, even though I make fun of Batman and the movies that you see sometimes, I do appreciate you going to see the movies, and your perspective matters to me, so I really appreciate it. I do want to ask you about podcast, especially African Americans or Black people that listen to podcasts, or is this an untapped market that needs to be tapped into? You listen to podcasts, don't you?
So, all right, here's where I show my age a little bit. I am really old school when it comes to radio, and then I listen to radio on the radio, and that is not as common as it used to be. There are a lot of people that listen to programs as podcasts. I mean, we podcast to our hour sometimes, right. And that's perfectly fine, because in the same way that you can watch film and TV on demand or streaming, you can do so with radio programs. So there are certain programs that I listen to that, you know, come on midday, and if I can catch a lunch break, I'll listen to them when they actually come on. But if not, I'll just listen to their podcast later on, and I have my list of shows in my iPhone podcast app and can do that. But that's a very short list. We're talking, you know, a small handful of shows. Like, I catch what I can. When I'm really busy, I might miss several weeks. So I haven't really put in the effort to expand that list to a larger field of podcast players, and especially haven't focused on finding African-American podcasts out there. But there are literally hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and thousands more being made every single year. So I would love to talk to someone at some point in the future about how they manage all that content, how they find their favorite podcasters. I have friends who are famous podcasters, and I've never heard their show. Don't tell them. But I need to do better and find more time to build my listening time for those shows.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I did find some information about that, and it kind of surprised me. It says monthly, 36% of Black Americans, equating to 12 million, listen to podcasts, catching up to the general population's 40%. Black podcast listeners skew young, with almost half under the age of 34, compared to 36% of non-listeners. I was really surprised to read that. Now, I know there are gazillions of podcasts, you know, that are out there, mm-hmm. but I was just curious to know if you are listening. Your sister listens to a lot of podcasts when she has time. So she's pretty dedicated to some of them. It's not like she listens every day, but whenever she can, she definitely has loyalty to those podcasts. So I was really concerned or wondering if you were really into it. And very quickly, Jonathan, do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to one, I would say, religiously. I listen to it every time it comes out. There were, when I started listening – a couple years ago at the state at not the station at my other job, started listening right before the pandemic started to hit. And there are three that I got into that I need to get back into that were hosted by black people in black entertainers and in the industry that you would know. One is Questlove from The Roots. One is Talib Kweli, who is a rap artist, a hip hop artist. And then one is Amanda Seals, who is a comedian and an actress. And so I was listening to a little bit of theirs, and there are it's amazing the number of podcasts out there and the number of niche podcasts that are out there.
Well, here's something I found really interesting. Yeah, it is. During the latest annual survey in 2021, it was found that 57% of U.S. consumers listen to audio podcasts, up from 55% in the previous year. So it's even growing, Michael. I'm just stunned by that. So I don't know. I don't listen to a whole lot of them, but
it's the wave of the future. It's been the wave of the future for the past 15 years. It really has.
Yep, I can hear you. And it indeed is the wave of the future.
It really has. It is the wave of the future. It has been wonderful having you on again, Michael. Jonathan, thank you so much for tonight. And Michael, you know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Stay safe, son. Stay safe. All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you for sticking and staying with us here on Steel Talking. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is now 10:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. And thank you all for listening to Steel Talking tonight, whether it was the first 2 hours or center stage, the third hour, or this hour, the Mom and Michael hour with my son, Michael Battle. It is my favorite hour, so I so enjoy it. Michael, even though I make fun of Batman and the movies that you see sometimes, I do appreciate you going to see the movies, and your perspective matters to me, so I really appreciate it. I do want to ask you about podcast, especially African Americans or black people that listen to podcasts, or is this an untapped market that needs to be tapped into? You listen to podcasts, don't you?
So, all right, here's where I show my age a little bit. I am really old school when it comes to radio, and then I listen to radio on the radio. And that is not as common as it used to be. There are a lot of people that listen to programs as podcasts. I mean, we podcast to our hour sometimes, right. And that's perfectly fine, because in the same way that you can watch film and TV on demand or streaming, you can do so with radio programs. So there are certain programs that I listen to that, you know, come on midday, and if I can catch a lunch break, I'll listen to them when they actually come on. But if not, I'll just listen to their podcast later on, and I have my list of shows in my iPhone podcast app and can do that. But that's a very short list. We're talking, you know, a small handful of shows. Like, I catch what I can. When I'm really busy, I might miss several weeks. So I haven't really put in the effort to expand that list to a larger field of podcast players, and especially haven't focused on finding African-American podcasts out there. But there are literally hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and thousands more being made every single year. So I would love to talk to someone at some point in the future about how they manage all that content, how they find their favorite podcasters. I have friends who are famous podcasters, and I've never heard their show. Don't tell them. But I need to do better and find more time to build my listening time for those shows.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I did find some information about that, and it kind of surprised me. It says monthly, 36% of Black Americans, equating to 12 million, listen to podcasts, catching up to the general population's 40%. Black podcast listeners skew young, with almost half under the age of 34, compared to 36% of non-listeners. I was really surprised to read that. Now, I know there are gazillions of podcasts, you know, that are out there, mm-hmm. but I was just curious to know if you are listening. Your sister listens to a lot of podcasts when she has time. So she's pretty dedicated to some of them. It's not like she listens every day, but whenever she can, she definitely has loyalty to those podcasts. So I was really concerned or wondering if you were really into it. And very quickly, Jonathan, do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to one, I would say, religiously. I listen to it every time it comes out. There were, when I started listening a couple years ago at the state, not the station, at my other job, started listening right before the pandemic started to hit. And there are three that I got into that I need to get back into that were hosted by Black people in Black entertainers and in the industry that you would know. One is Questlove from The Roots. One is Talib Kweli, who is a rap artist, a hip hop artist. And then one is Amanda Seals, who is a comedian and an actress. And so I was listening to a little bit of theirs, and there are it's amazing the number of podcasts out there and the number of niche podcasts that are
out
there.
Well, here's something I found it's really amazing. Interesting. Yeah, it is. During the latest annual survey in 2021, it was found that 57% of U.S. consumers listen to audio podcasts, up from 55% in the previous year. So it's even growing, Michael. I'm just stunned by that. So I don't know. I don't listen to a whole lot of them, but
it's the wave of the future. It's been the wave of the future for the past 15 years.
Me,
it really has.
Yep, I can hear you. And it indeed is the wave of the future.
It really has. It is the wave of the future. It has been wonderful having you on again, Michael. Jonathan, thank you so much for tonight. And Michael, you know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Stay safe, son. Stay safe. All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you for sticking and staying with us here on Steel Talking. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.